Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not God's will for people to be sick and oppressed. It's His will for them to be free. And when you see them get free, you know the kingdom of God is manifest right here. God's will is being done. Can you see that?
Yes.
Because that's what's right in His eyes. Free and healed and blessed is right in God's eyes. We seek what God says is right. And so we have allowed God to rule over us, and immediately then we should seek His rule to extend beyond us, to the rest of our family, to our friends, to our co-workers, to our neighbors. How many want to see God actually reign all around you so that His will is being done in the earth like it is in heaven? Now there's coming a time soon when every knee is going to bow.
Amen.
And every tongue's going to confess.
Yeah.
And the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord. And the glory of the Lord is going to cover this planet like the waters cover the sea. And He will be completely in control.
Yeah.
That time is not yet. Should be obvious to us. It's not yet. But it's coming. And how many are so thankful that God's graced us to have the understanding to bow our knee now? Now. And not wait till possibly too late. Go with me, please, to the book of, you're there in Matthew. Go to the 13th chapter, please. Matthew 13. Now, this 13th chapter of Matthew is just full of revelation concerning the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. You'll see, if you haven't read it, take the time and read it. And every time it says kingdom, notice it, and the Lord is giving us illustration after illustration, example after example, of what the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like, how it operates, how it functions, how we're to understand it. And of course, if we're going to seek first the kingdom, we need to understand what the kingdom is, how to seek it. For time's sake, just go to verse 44. Verse 44. Jesus said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man has found, he hides, and for joy thereof, everybody say for joy.
Joy.
For joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Why is Jesus telling us this? Because this is what the kingdom's like. This is what you do in the kingdom. Verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Keep going. Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Somebody say, this is the way the kingdom of God is.
This is the way the kingdom of God is.
Let me read the Young's literal translation of this. Young's literal. Verse 44. Again, the rain of the heavens is like to treasure hid in the field, which a man having found did hide, and from his joy goes and all, as much as he has, he sells and buys that field. Now, he's not sad that he's having to liquidate.
I guess I'll get it. It's going to cost me everything, but I'll give it up for Jesus.
No. Anytime you see and hear that kind of thing, it's not right. That's not the right spirit. It has to do with seeing what's truly valuable. And when you see it and you know it, you're only too glad to sacrifice whatever it takes to get it. Because it's worth it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The scripture says in 1 Corinthians, we've been reading there recently, that, well, in fact, just turn there, 1 Corinthians 2. It said, He was talking about natural versus spiritual in this passage. He said, verse 12, 1 Corinthians 2:12, we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now what you're going to see as we finish reading this, spiritual people value spiritual things. Carnal, natural people value natural things more than spiritual things. This is one of the big indicators of whether a person is spiritual or carnal. Carnal people value natural things more than spiritual things. Spiritual people value spiritual things more than natural things. Verse 14, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're what? Then does he value them?
No.
No. He's like, how many understand there's a whole lot of people think you're nuts for being in church this morning when you could be sleeping in or playing golf or shopping, right?
Yes.
They think you're wasting your time. But it's only because they don't know what's important. If they knew what's important, they'd be somewhere. Is the Word of God precious?
Yes.
Is the anointing precious?
Yes.
Somebody say precious.
Precious.
Valuable.
Valuable.
But see, the more carnal you are, you don't even acknowledge it. You don't even recognize it. It's like, I ain't got time for that. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. Verse 15. But he that is spiritual judges, actually that word is discern, all things, but he himself is discerned of no man. Now, there's a whole lot there, but anyway, spiritual people desire spiritual things, and they value spiritual things more than natural. Carnal people, they go after natural things more than they do spiritual things. Now, go back to our place there. Where were you? In Matthew? Is that where you're at? Matthew, you were in 13, I believe it was, and... I tell you what, for time's sake, just go to Matthew 22. In Matthew 22, beginning verse 1, Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like a certain king which made a marriage for his son. What are we supposed to be doing, according to our verse? Seeking the kingdom. What is the kingdom? What's the kingdom like? How does it operate? How does it function? Every one of these is giving us insight into what the kingdom is like. The kingdom of God is like that pearl of great price. When you find it, you realize what you found. And you go, glory to God, this is it. This is what I've been looking for, and you liquidate. The cost cannot be too great for you to get it and pursue it and have it. Sell everything you got. Lay aside everything you've planned. Throw it all aside to get this and keep this and do this. And he goes on to say here, it's like a certain king that made a marriage for his son. In verse 3, he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden or invited to the wedding, and they what? Now, Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is like this. So this is happening in the earth right now. That the kingdom of God exists. The kingdom of God is in us. And we're in the kingdom. But not everybody's in the kingdom. And God's not ruling over everybody's life. But is He inviting them? Is He saying, come. All that are athirst, come. Everybody come. He's inviting. But are many not accepting the invitation? He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Are there many who are not responding?
Yes.
And why? Why wouldn't they come? Because to them, it's not important. To them, it's not valuable. Carnal people, natural people, they desire natural things more than spiritual things. And isn't that exactly what you see, verse 4?
Right.
Verse 4, He sent forth his servants, saying, so this is another opportunity. They didn't respond, so he's telling them again, come on now, I've prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings, everything's ready. I've spared no expense. I've made thorough and elaborate and excellent preparation. Everything's ready. Everything's set. Was this a big thing to the Lord who's prepared the thing? Is it big to Him?
Yes.
Now see, that's all you need to know, right? If it's important to Him, you don't need to know the rest of the details. It's just be there with bells on, right? Be there. Don't be late. Be there. That's all you need to know. If it's important to Him, if He says it's valuable. And He said, I've prepared it. Everything's ready. Come. He's already told them and they didn't listen, so He's telling them again. Come. Come on. Verse 5. And they did what? They did what? Made light of it. Now in the Bible, this is the same meaning as the word despise. Doesn't mean that quite the same thing in our modern vernacular, but in the Bible when it says so-and-so despised something, we think detest, but that's not what it means. I mean, that could be included. Ignoring something can be despising it because you're treating it like it's worth nothing. Despising would be devaluing. It's not even important enough for me to spend any time or make any effort towards. Honoring something has to do with valuing it. It's from the meaning of the word heavy. And in those days, you didn't just pull out your credit card and you didn't just give people paper. If you wanted something that was really expensive, you had to get out the heavy stuff, the silver, the gold. And you had to pile enough of it up on that pan, on the scale, to weigh out what it cost to get that thing. And so the more precious it was, the heavier price, literally, you had to pay to get it. Well, they're counting it unimportant. They made light of it and they went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Keep reading. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. If you look at Luke 14, don't turn there, but Luke's account, he goes into talking. One of them says, I just got some new oxen and I got to prove them. One of them says, hey, I just got married and I can't come. This and that. Wonder if that's going on today. Why? What's going on? To carnal people, what's more important? Business, equipment, family. Somebody said family? Yeah. Because it's your family.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.